Ollie, is that a case of 2 points that got away?
We'll only know at the end of the year, Dermot. It's hard to call it at the moment. You know, the goal once again that we conceded is horribly offside. The referee convinced us that Ethan Boyle headed it back. He was nowhere near it. It was Aaron Robinson that he felt that it was the defender that headed it to the offside position, if that makes sense. And I actually believe them. And I felt that they saw something we didn't. But when I look at the video, here we go again. You know, it's week after week after week. Yes, we made mistakes in the game. And I, as a manager, and possibly Paul as an assistant, we make mistakes. But as the same on Monday night, I think everybody has to put their hand up when they make a mistake. And it was a poor, poor call to allow the offside goal. The linesman flagged it correctly. But all of a sudden, they convince you that it is a correct onside goal. And to be fair to them, I believe them until you look at it there. However, we started poorly. We got back into the game with Tunde got a decent goal. Yeah, we should have taken our chances we had in the second half. However, on a positive side is that we worked very hard, and if we didn't, we could have lost that game even. You know, they had a few set pieces near the end of the game. They broke at pace and they played on the counter, and they're a decent side, Longford. Don't dare underestimate Longford, you know, because if you do, you'd end up with nothing. And look, we need to get better, and there's no point pretending that we're happy with that. We're not, but it is what it is. Look, we're struggling a little bit. Yeah, we can blame decisions, and each week there is a decision, a massive decision, and Pat's a massive decision there tonight, but we can't keep blaming it. We have to look at ourselves and maybe closer to home also.
Yeah, because you got yourselves back on level terms almost straight away, Ollie, that which was the perfect response, but unfortunately you just weren't able to build on that, and you did have chances.
Well, we did build on it on the basis that Will Seymour had a one-on-one in the first half. We had a penalty, you know. We had a great chance that Lee Stacey saved with his legs. I think the problem is that in the last maybe six or seven games, we've been 1-0 down before we start. And I might be wrong in counting there, and we've gone behind very early. We might have gone behind after 40 minutes in Pats, but we 1-0 down before we start. And then we start, and we're quite good. But it's a mountain to climb, and it's something, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, I'm not quite sure, but we've got to look at ourselves, and so do the players. But we're halfway through, Dermot, and if that was the last game of the season, we had Longford at home here, the last game of the season, and we had to win to survive. Yeah, there'd be windows broken there, Dermot. I don't think there are too many people talking to you. But we've half a season to try and sort it, and it's a challenge for us and a challenge for them. But look, we've got a result, not a great result, but better that than losing.
Yeah, and at the halfway point of the season, Ollie, then, are you happy where you are? I mean, you're 11 points clear of the automatic relegation spot, so that's a positive.
Yeah, we're normally a lot nearer that, but I mean, you know, you're talking about, obviously, your target is to avoid the bottom two places. Waterford have and will even get better, and I've no doubt they'll bridge a gap. It's, can we, you know, we're losing tight games, not tonight, obviously, we got a draw tonight, but we're losing games, you know, like here against tight game against Kerry, a tight game against Sligo, a tight game against Drogheda, and we're coming out the wrong side, let's say, I think they're all 2-1, we're there, 1-0 against Drogheda. We need to get more points at home. Tonight was a prime example of that, but we still got a result. It could have been worse, Dermot. If we lost 1-0 there, it would have been hugely disappointing, and we probably have only ourselves to blame, along with the officials. No, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to harp on the officials. They got it wrong. But my complaint is, they should admit they get it wrong. I've got the shape wrong, and I got the shape wrong in the second half in Pats. I admitted it. Put my hand up. We got a hell of a lot wrong in Bowes. I put my hand up. I've no problem doing it. So is Paul Higgery. But if you get something wrong, you don't pretend, or you don't, you know, he convinced us that Ethan Boyle had headed it back. We're after looking at it. Ethan said he never got near it, and he didn't get near. Aaron Robinson has won the header, and he's finished it.
You've been in this position before, though. Do you go to the match official and talk to
him? Well, we've tried that, and they still won't admit to being wrong. Let's be blunt about it, is that they make mistakes. They're only human. But put your hand up. Does it make any difference? Will we get the goal back? No, we won't. But I think it's a better atmosphere, and it's becoming a little bit toxic around the league with us, maybe others. You know, you've got to admit when you're wrong. I've admitted when I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll be kicked out of here if I continue to get it wrong. But they won't. And it's not that they get the decision wrong. We all make mistakes, as I said for the third time. You know, just put your hand up and say, lads, listen, I got that wrong. And I'll accept that. Yeah. But that's not what's happened.
Yeah, because in fairness to the referee, He did give you a penalty at the start of the second half.
It was a handball on the line.
Yeah. That's what I said. No, but I'm saying.
Jeepers. We couldn't get a penalty on for nearly an assault on Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, it's a handball on the line. Like, I mean, if you want to argue, then there should have been a sentence.
No, but what I was going to say, there have been games in recent weeks where you haven't got penalties.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah, okay, I'll accept that. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, maybe I'm being a bit harsh, but the problem is he convinced us that Ethan headed it back. He didn't get near.
Yeah.
And that's my problem. I mean, I went in and I blamed Ethan at halftime. He said I didn't get near. I read it afterwards and I'm thinking, no, don't be making something up here. Like, you know. But listen, we still should have won the game and we didn't. But well done to Langford. They had a hell of a lot of togetherness about them. I've watched them a couple of weeks and they've been very unfortunate in games, if you like, also. And they've lost games and they should have got results out of in the last couple of minutes, a bit like ourselves. So I've nothing but admiration for the way they play it, and they've a damn good side and they haven't gone away.